This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. The name of Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam is synonymous to wisdom. Suffice to say, in the honor of this great individual, that Allah has dedicated one chapter of the Quran in the 21st juz as Surah Luqman. Amongst the many advices that he gave his son, one particular advice, he said to him, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, Ad-dunya bahrun amiq. The world is a deep ocean. The world is a deep ocean, and the tides are high and the waters are rough. فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ فَجْعَلْ سَفِينَتَكَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ. If you can, then build a vessel. And what is your vessel? The obedience of Allah. So if you board onto this vessel, لَعَلَّكَ أَن تَنْجُو, hopefully you can make it to the shore without falling off. وَلَا أَرَاكَ نَاجِيَا, but my gut feeling is otherwise. The world is turbulent, and currently we are experiencing very, very severe turbulence. There is a quotation of Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu, who used to say, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ, a time is to come upon man, لَا يَنْجُو أَحَد, none will be rescued from the trials and the temptation of that era, إِلَّا مَنْ دَعَاكَ دُعَاءِ الْغَرِيقِ, but the one who supplicates Allah like a drowning person. The message is simple, my brother. We need to increase in our dua, our supplication, and our prayer. In the 13th juz of the Quran, in the 14th chapter, Surah Ibrahim, in the 35th verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the supplications of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجَنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. And remember when Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi ja'al, O my Lord, make this place, meaning Mecca, Amina, a place of safety and security, وَجِنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ, and save me and my children from worshipping idols. In Bayanul Quran, under this ayah, it is written, دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْأَنْبِيَا لَمْ يَأْمَنُوا. It's quite explicit from this verse that the Anbiya, despite being the cream of Allah's creation, yet they did not feel safe about themselves. فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ هُوَ فِي تَقَلُّبٍ بَيْنَ النَّفْسِ وَالشَّيْطَانِ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ. If that is the condition of the purest of the pure, the noblest of Allah's creation, then what about you and I, who are fallible creatures, who are either between the clutch of the devil or the provocation of the ego? فَلَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدْ أَنْ يَغْتَرَّ بِكَمَالِهِ وَلَا بِحَالِهِ. So do not become boastful or arrogant on your position. Rather, increase in prayer. In essence, life is fragile. Handle with prayer. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.